Thank you, President Norton. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, you're rolling your R's better and better every single meeting. Very impressed. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome this evening. I'd like to share a few thoughts with everyone. First and foremost, I'd like to say a few words about the A through G letters that parents and students have been receiving at home. As you may be aware, the graduation requirements beginning with the class of 2014 have become more rigorous. Due to these changes in graduation requirements, many of our students are missing one or more classes that they need to graduate. While we have every confidence that students will make up these classes, we, through the support from the City of San Francisco, have received funding to provide credit earning options for all of the affected students, which includes offering evening school for the first time in 4 years and online courses. In our efforts to ensure that families are aware of their child's graduation status and available credit earning options, we sent automatic robo-dialer calls to connect and contact families, as well as a letter that families should have received from me. We encourage all students and their parents to review their transcripts carefully and to discuss their progress with their school counselor. Many students and families have already met with the counselor or the administrator at their high school and have created a plan for graduation, and we want to thank you for your efforts. I also want to advise our parents that just because you've received a letter does not mean that your child is goofing off and not doing what they need to do. So let's be sure that we're supportive and we make sure that students are on track. If you received the letter and have not yet done so, feel free to visit your counselor as soon as possible to ensure that the records that they have and that we have on file are accurate. Please keep in mind that when we sent the letters, we measured credits in core subjects as of October of 2012. So many things may have happened since then, so be sure you check. During a meeting with your counselor, we're also going to ask that you have a review of the completion record and you create an individualized graduation plan if it's necessary. For up-to-date information on credit earning options, please sure to visit www.sfusd.edu/credit recovery and be sure to make plans to visit with the counselor. I'd also like to address a recent article that was in the news regarding a program that we have implemented in the school district to help increase our efforts in providing the best possible supports to all of our students. Our teachers have been receiving professional development related to response to intervention, which is called RTI. Now, the goal of these trainings is to provide schools and our teachers with tools and strategies for better meeting the needs of both students with specific IEP goals and for general education students as well as our diverse learners who benefit, as you could well understand, from teachers with an expanded repertoire of instructional strategies. In order to facilitate gathering this type of data, very general student data, we've contracted with Pearson's Review 360, which is a web-based universal screening tool that makes it easier to input and aggregate student behavioral trends. I want to emphasize for all of our parents and our community that this universal screening is not a test and it's not an evaluation of students or pupils, but rather it's a teacher survey that's used to collect teacher observations of pupil behavior. All of the information that's collected has been directly observed by teachers while performing their daily responsibilities to supervise and manage student behavior. The survey does not require teachers to conduct any psychological testing or to perform any mental health assessments as stated in the letter. Please note above that the universal screening data will be used to help determine if there are any enhancements that are needed to support students in school and to guide decisions about what supplemental or intensive instruction or interventions will be necessary. I also want to call everyone's attention to the fact that this is National Mentoring Month, and we are joining with our President, President Obama, and the nation in celebrating January as National Mentoring Month in honor of the many individuals that seek to enrich the lives of young people by serving as mentors. And yes, let's have a round of applause for our mentor. The This evening, I'm proud to say that we'll be honoring two of our amazing organizations, Peer Resources, which will be transitioning to the San Francisco Unified School District, and the Mentoring for Success program that's housed within our School Health Programs Department. Both of these programs use the supports of our school-based social workers and counselors to pair students with mentors and come from the community and our current staff at SFUSD. We hope you'll consider serving as a mentor and supporting the programs such as this. And last but not least, to our mighty San Francisco 49ers, we want to join. We want to. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
We have some faithfuls in the house.
Yeah. We want to join our mighty San Francisco 49ers and our great city in wishing all of our football players great success as you take on the Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl this Sunday in your quest for number 6.
Yeah.
Woohoo. We are very proud of what you've been able to accomplish, and we look forward to celebrating with you upon your return with the Super Bowl trophy in 12. So we want to wish you congratulations. I just want you to know that I've made a friendly bet with the superintendent in Baltimore.
And what's he going to give us?
Well, he can't compete with our sourdough bread and with our Ghirardelli chocolate. So I'm still waiting. We're still negotiating. But I'll let you know how that turns out. And to all of our school communities, we want to wish everyone a happy 100th day of school. Today was 100 days in school. Yay! Thank you all very much.